Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. Whoever you are and wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We're thrilled to have you. We do have some announcements to get to this morning. I want to start, and I'm down here on purpose, and I'm going to try not to get too emotional, because yesterday we had over 300 people in this church because of these people up there. So congratulations to Alan Taylor, our choir, our handbell choir. We're grateful for the presence of the New England Brass. They were here. The young singers of Greater Westfield were here. Many of our people were here, and that's what I was really impressed with, because you were all pressed into service at one time or another, and you showed extravagant hospitality. So I'm thrilled. So thank you all very, very much for that. And again, choir, outstanding. Thank you so much. Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Budget Committee has prepared its latest proposal to go before the Church Council on Tuesday evening. The bylaws of the Church require that the Budget Committee hold a congregational hearing before that, and that's going to be today. So when the service is over, we will have what is usually a brief hearing. We're going to hand out copies of the budget to all of you. You can look at it. I'll explain it briefly and go through it in case you have any questions. It gives the Budget Committee input to make any possible changes. It won't take long, 15, 20 minutes. And so your attendance is encouraged, and then we'll still have time for coffee. So right after the service.
Because coffee is very important after the service. All right. Thank you, Steve. Carol?
Good morning. Just a quick reminder about the fundraiser we have at First Church. If you're looking for gift cards to give to family or friends, buy them through the church. The church gets a percentage of your donation. What you do is you get a card from, let's say, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, Burger King, Dunkin', you name it. It's on the list. There's 750 businesses. You get them through Cindy here at the church. You can go on raiseright.com and give the credit to First Congregational Church, or let Cindy walk you through it. Hope you will take advantage of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. While we're on that, just a reminder that luminaria and poinsettias, you can still purchase those. Please be in touch with Cindy in the office. She is not here today. She is home with her new grandchild. Yeah, number 5. They have a girls' basketball team. So, it's all girls. So anyhow, so Cindy will be here tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Also, next Sunday, we have youth group at 4:30, Tuesday evening. For those who are involved, Church Council will meet at 7 o'clock. If you have bullet points or something that you need to get into Cindy, if you would do that, please, tomorrow, that would be fantastic. Are there any other announcements? Anything I might be forgetting? Someone can shout something out. We know Blessed Pies had a banner day yesterday, so they did great. And then we'll continue to do so. Hearing none, let's take a deep breath in. And let it out. And let us worship God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship. Committed to worship God. A shoot soon comes from Jesse's stump, and a branch shall spring from roots.
Rejoice, rejoice, all God's children.
towns, who will lift the poor with righteousness around his waist.
Rejoice, rejoice, all God's children, and all the people give God's praise.
A child soon comes from an innocent place, with wisdom and might he'll lead the way.
Rejoice, rejoice, all God's children, and all the people give God's praise.
Please join us in our opening hymn on Jordan Spank, number 133, found in your blue hymn.
To remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He shows us how to share God's peace with others. The prayer of St. Francis asks God to help us be peacemakers. Let us pray together. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us show love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy, and where there is darkness, light. Grant that we may see not so much, to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be lived as to love. For it is giving that we receive, in parting that we are parted, and in dying that we are born to eternal life.
chapter through the 10th verse. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge for the poor, and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Our God is still speaking. Please join me into antiphonal reading, and I had to look that word up. It means we do it in parts. Do it this way, right?
Yes. So we're the left. We're the left over here. They're the right over there.
Let's start with the right. Please join me. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness, O King's Son. May he judge your people with righteousness, and your poor with justice. May the mountains yield prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the needy, and crush the oppressor.
May he live while the sun endures, as long as the moon, throughout all generations. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. In his days may righteousness flourish, and peace abound, until the moon is no more. May his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May all nations be blessed in him. May they pronounce him happy. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Our gospel reading this morning is from the gospel according to Matthew, where I'll begin at the start of the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, bear fruit worthy of repentance, and do not presume to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is more powerful than I am, and I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit in fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Last week, while we were in Southwick, we lit the first candle on the Advent wreath and discussed how it represents hope. This week, we lit the second candle and we prayed the prayer of Francis of Assisi as our prayer for peace. You'd think we'd look for and pray for these things year-round, wouldn't you? Well, I believe in many ways we do look for them, but our awareness is heightened during the liturgical season of Advent. Speaking of Advent, I read an article this week by my friend, the Reverend Dr. Ruth Shaver, where she quotes one of her theology professors who claimed Advent is weird. She wrote that you must circle around the readings to get to the heart of the matter so that we could understand the promise of the coming of the Savior. Her professor reminded her that she had to look at all the readings in 1 week for Advent for things to even begin to make sense. Isaiah, flowery language reminds us that the Savior is indeed coming. The Savior will have the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and a healthy respect or awe or fear of the Lord. For those of you who were not with us last week, I will review that the book of the prophet Isaiah can be divided into three parts. Today we read from the first part, which was written before the Babylonian exile. Basically, it reminds us to live the life that we have been given by God so that we can enjoy it. There are warnings throughout, but not in this particular reading. But as we said last week, basically, what Isaiah is saying is straighten up and fly right. This reading from Isaiah today provides us with blessings that will come from the Messiah and how the poor will be uplifted, bringing peace to the land. Many original hearers of Isaiah were not wealthy. They needed to know that God would hear their pleas and would send someone to come to their aid. Isn't it wild that the prophet could foretell what the message of Jesus would contain? It contains the promise that God would indeed send a Savior. It is the same Savior that John the Baptist preaches about in today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew. The Baptist sums up the theme of Matthew's Gospel in that Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophecies for the Messiah that came from the Old Testament. Now, the original audience for Matthew's Gospel were Palestinian Christian Jews, people who were Jewish, but also followers of the Way or early Christianity. suffered atrocities at the hands of the Romans and may have even been turned in by their own. These early Christians truly needed the peace of the promised Messiah. To get there, however, meant that some work needed to happen. John, in the spirit of Isaiah, reminds the people to repent and to make their paths straight. I believe we spoke about this last year in Advent, but it bears repeating. The original audience, their ears would have perked up when they heard, "Make straight the paths." What they would do is they would straighten out the roads and get things ready when they had visiting dignitaries. As a matter of fact, they'd be admonished to do so. They would work to fix the roads, to not only make a smooth passage, but to not have mud splash up on them, their chariot or carriage, or the horses that pulled them. This admonishment would signify that something very important was about to happen. Also, John does not spare the Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious leaders of his time, even in front of the others. "We don't need to repent. We are the children of Abraham, and why should we have to lower ourselves to repent?" Really? Well, for us to enjoy the peaceable reign of God, we too are called to make straight the paths of our lives and to bear fruit worthy of repentance. If we are going to enjoy this peace, we must show that we are truly ready for Christ to be reborn in our minds, our hearts, and our souls. In the midst of the hustle and bustle of the season, we have to purposefully make time to do this, even if it does seem different or even weird to us. Reverend Schaefer concludes, "The weirdness of Advent is a circle because of God's promises." If we've paid attention throughout our lives, we know that those same readings come out to us time and time again during Advent. We hear the calling out those who abuse power, like John did, working for the newness of the peaceable realm by raising up leaders with the intentions of David, and then calling out those flawed leaders who, like David, started to abuse their power. Rinse and repeat. We do this every year because we are still waiting for the circle to be broken once and for all. God promised. And God never breaks a promise. It is here that we find our peace, in the knowledge that God never breaks a promise. Of this, we can rest assured. However, Schaefer ended with, "It just might take a while to come to fruition. But we have hope. We have peace. And we can be part of that hope. And we can be part of that peace. God's promise involves our living in peace. It is certainly within our grasp." throughout the rest of Advent, let us continue to do our part to bring hope and peace to the world in which we live, not only in Advent, but as we move on and we move forward through our lives. Amen. Let us take just a moment of quiet reflection. And as we come to prayer this morning, we're ever mindful of the needs of our own church members. And we remember those people listed in our worship guide. And also, we pray for our brother Roger, who has moved into assisted living at Reed's Landing with the joyful hopes of returning and to making a comeback, if you will, so that he can come and join us in church again soon. So we'll pray for Roger. We rejoice with our sister Gail, who received good news after her surgery. We pray for Tina. We pray for Amy. We pray for Amy's family and all the Langevins and all who mourn the loss of Amy's mother, Joan. We pray for the needs of our country, the needs of our world, the needs of our local areas here in Westfield, Southwick, Russell, and beyond. And as always, we're ever mindful of those prayers that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you.
And also with you.
Please pray with me. God, when the time was ripe and the hour had come, you sent your servant John into the wilderness to proclaim the coming of the one true Messiah. Make way, repent, and be baptized, for the salvation of God is at hand. John came to bear witness to the true light, the Messiah, the Son of God, and he told them, "Wake up, watch, and wait, for the hour is near when the Son of God will arise." God, on this second Sunday of Advent, we have heard your servant crying out to us in the wilderness. We have heard the call to repentance and restoration, and we want to respond. We have heard that you are offering forgiveness of sins, and we want to hear your mercies spoken over us. We have heard that you are baptizing with water, and with the Holy Spirit, and with fire. Cleanse us. Make us new. We have heard that you are ushering in a reign of peace, and we want to see your kingdom when it comes. God, our sins are many, but your mercy is great. Our vision is dim, but your coming is at hand. Our hope, feeble, but your promises stand forever. God, your world stands in need of you. Everywhere we look, we see need of you for your coming, your restoration, your peace, your transformation. On this second Sunday of Advent, we pray for the nations to know your truth and your light. We pray for the poor, the hungry, and the needy. We pray for those who are spiritually hungry and poor in spirit. May they come to know the living water and to drink deeply from your well. We pray for those who face Christmas alone, or sick, or homeless, or destitute. Jesus Christ, light from true light, be a light in the darkness. God, the hour of your coming again draws near. Make us ready, in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls. Lord Jesus Christ, come to us again this Advent. Come and do not tarry. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. My friends, we believe in the God of justice and righteousness, and God believes in us to carry forth the mission of loving and caring for community. Let us now share our gifts and resources so that we may continue to walk humbly with God and with our neighbors. With this, our morning offering will now be received.
Thank you.
advocates do justice in the world. Let them be a signal to the people that there is a God who saves, heals, and sets free. Amen. You may be seated. And I have to beg for just a moment because I feel like I have no cordless mic. I have no music stand. I have nothing to put this on. Can you give us, talk amongst yourselves for 30 seconds and your market set go.
Can somebody grab me a music stand from back there? Please. Sure, it's on the
So I will share with you, I get an F for preparedness because I did not have my cordless mic, and someone out of the goodness of their heart, because Cindy is not here and no one's there, locked the office. So I don't have keys, I couldn't grab the cordless mic, so I'm going to make do the best that I can. So bear with me this morning. For those we have mentioned in your presence, God, we give thanks, and we gladly come to this table to eat once more with those we love, to join with the saints, all our saints, in praising Jesus Christ, who defeated death and leads us all to God's heavenly banquet. All are welcomed here. And may God be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God Most High. It is truly right to give you thanks, God, creator of all we know, all that is seen and unseen. You formed the worlds, every star and tree and ocean, the work of your hands, even us. But more than dust and clay, you breathed your breath into us, made us in your image, walked with us in the garden, and even when death crept in, you refused to abandon us. You found a way. In time, you sent your Son to walk among us, fully God, fully human, who ate and laughed and made friends, who taught and healed and forgave sinners, who called out hypocrites and risked safety for the sake of your kingdom, who wept when his friend Lazarus died, who knew grief and loss as we do. And so it is, as the disciples did at the Last Supper. We offer a hymn.
Thank you.
comes from you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, by the working of the Holy Spirit. From age to age, since 1679, you have gathered a people to yourself here at First Congregational Church, so that from east to west and north to south, a perfect offering may be made to the glory of your name. And so, God, we bring you these gifts. We ask you to make them holy by the power of your Spirit, that they may become for us the bread of life and the cup of life. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and broke it, and gave you thanks and praise, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper had ended, again, he gave you thanks and praise. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Whenever you do this, do it in memory of me." My friends, through the broken bread, we participate in the body of Christ. Through the cup of salvation, we participate in the blood of Christ. So come, for all things are ready. Ministering to you in his name, I give you the bread. Thank you. Join with me in the prayer of thanksgiving is found in your worship guide. God of new beginnings, you draw near to us in word and sacrament to strengthen and renew us. Kindle in us the fire of your Spirit. May your light so shine through us that all may welcome your Son at his coming. We ask this in the name of Jesus, Emmanuel. Amen. Before we have our closing hymn, just a word of thanks for those who helped out at the last second, particularly Joey and Elena, who were pressed into service this morning for the Advent wreath. So thank you for that. Thank you for Rick for teaching us all the meaning of the word antiphonal, and which the monks did side to side way back when, and still do. Our closing, oh, and a reminder to please join us because we have cookies. Where do we have cookies? We have things left over from yesterday and things that people brought today. In a time of friendship and fellowship in our fellowship hall. Our closing hymn this morning, Comfort Ye My People, is in the blue hymnal, number 131. God's love. Amen.